Mission Network News, 2-Minute Version, Sunday, November 28, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Sudan's government is still working toward making the country 100% Muslim. While not yet accomplished, the effort to drive Christians out or forcibly convert them points to a continued drive toward an Islamic state. That means believers have had a tough time in ministry. However, Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung says there was one ray of hope.
Even though the government remains staunchly Islamic, nevertheless, they amazingly are making government airtime available for an hour of Christian programming in radio and television on Sundays.
DeYoung says the open door also presented the need to find local believers able to produce the programs.
Words of Hope is working with indigenous partners and providing the training and the equipping that's making that possible now for local people in North Sudan to produce effective programs and to take advantage of this amazing opportunity to not only use the government station, but to do so free of charge and to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ openly.
And Irkutsk, Russia is quickly becoming an important country in seeing the Great Commission completed. Campus Crusade's Irkutsk director, Eric Koh, says students from Yakutia, Buryatia, Tuva, and other areas of Russia, largely unreached with the gospel, are attending school in Irkutsk. Koh says that they're able to reach these young people for Christ, it could make an incredible impact.
These students represent the very best of their people group. These are the future leaders of their people.
Pray that believing students will catch this vision and begin sharing Christ with urgency. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You've been hearing the stories, and now you can see them. A free copy of My Shoes for Orphan Souls Trip to Russia with Buckner Orphan Care International is available by calling 1-800-995-4828. You'll see the faces of many orphans who need your help today. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.